alone. When my phone ring, it's cause a nigga seen the way I grow. We don't fuck, he just picked me up from Trader Joe's. Carry all my groceries and lick on all my toes. Tryna cuff, but I know you gonna leave me alone. When my phone ring, it's cause a nigga seen the way I grow. You gon' hit my phone when I get home.
Evening, everyone. This is Mellow Max, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. The Wi-Fi in the station is down, so I must do all the logging on my computer. So apologies for the delayed start. If the Wi-Fi is down, where's my... I'm going to see if I can get that Wi-Fi back up, because apparently there is some Wi-Fi. But yes, we're gonna have little interludes of music from Yellow Submarine, the movie. And I think that's gonna be a nice touch. I'm excited about it. Of course, I changed what my first song was gonna be, like, as I was walking over, and the song ends way too soon. But yeah, this is highly recommended. I'm on this time slot every Monday. Oh boy, what song to play? Okay, yeah. This is Renaissance, and that was just... I'll do it later, yeah.
While in the streets of all our fears, they reign supreme as orders go. They are the last to have their say.
Fly. I was an Eskimo. Frozen wind began to blow. Under my boots and around my toes. That bit the ground below. Was 100 degrees below zero. And my mama cried. And my mama cried. Your money, don't go to the show. Well, I turned around and I said, ho, ho. Well, I turned around and I said, ho, ho. Well, I turned around and I said, ho, ho. And the northern lights commenced to glow. And she said, a tear in her eye.
Watch out where the huskies go, don't you eat that yellow snow. Watch out where the huskies go, don't you eat that yellow snow.
This is your host, Mellow Max, once again, and we just listened to... up first, we had George Martin with Pepperland, and so all of my musical interludes will be punctuated with the instrumental bits from the Yellow Submarine movie, because I figured that'd be great voiceover music, and so far I'm loving it, and I believe I will continue to do so. After that, we had The Vultures Fly High by Renaissance, and after that, Frank Zappa with Don't Eat the Yellow Snow. And so, I might have discussed this in the past weeks, but I keep a little Excel spreadsheet with all of the songs that I've ever played, and because I log what year they're played in, I can do some really interesting analytics on them. So I have a graph of, like, a bar graph of the most common years, and I also have running averages, and recently my average has gone above 1985. The median, however, is 1980, and that used to be 1979. I personally blame my trainees, but I've also been playing quite a lot of modern music, so I'm trying to bring it back a little bit, correct my average. And but the thing is, my mode is 1970 to 1971, and for those of you who haven't taken statistics recently, that's the mode is the one that's the most common. So I play the most songs from 1970 to 1972. But the median is 1980, which is the one right in the middle. And the average, which is like, you know, a standard average, is 1985. So it's just interesting. I'm trying to, like, you know, because, yeah, my running average for song year has just moved progressively up. So I want to correct that a little bit. And so the... more modern stuff is going to be front-ended on this one, but really, overall, doing my best to move it back time-wise. So yeah, I'll let you guys listen to the rest of this song.
Thank you. is right. I don't listen to them. Turn no day from night. I go through life searching, trying to find the one. I go slip, slip, you go slip, slip away. And I don't need you to help me find my way. I can make it if I just don't see your face.
Thank you. silver spoon. Tell me, honey, who is possessing who?
Song. Right now we're listening to Yellow Submarine in Pepperland, which is the place where Yellow Submarine takes place. And it's such a happy song in the movie. Up before this we had Fountains of Wayne with Hey Julie, and before that the Jayhawks with It's Up to You, and just before that Love with A Message to Pretty. And I promise that, let me check, yes, I promise that Hey Julie is released in 2007 is the most modern song that I'm going to play tonight, working on those averages. Anyway, enjoy.
Thank you. it's not too late. Hear it in the wind. It's not too late for you. Passion creeping in. Intoxication. Familiar smells of the hotel. Infatuation.
Take it. much too young. Now you're married with a son when you should be having fun with me.
Really funny when there's like a song like that and it's just like, oh, they obviously did not know how to end that song, but you know, it works. Like I still quite like that song. So yeah, that song was Too Much Too Young by The Specials, and before that The Slits with So Tough, and before that Men at Work with Catch a Star. So I'm kind of doing a little bit of a theme in between the Yellow Submarine interludes, if you hadn't noticed. So that last theme, I would call it... Well, it's definitely like late 70s, early 80s. I mean, The Specials and The Slits both released their songs in 1979, and those were very much like... Well, The Slits are more of a punk band, but The Specials are more of a ska band, but they both have a very similar ska punkish sound feel. It's just like, you know, interesting. And before that, Men at Work, which I guess would be a new wave. I don't know. Sid and I were having a discussion earlier tonight about the difference between new wave and post-punk, and there really isn't a difference. Feel free to call in 855-915-WMFO or, you know, text me if you can think of a big difference between post-punk and new wave. Because as I understand it, like, they had, you know, rock music and all of the different, like, sounds of the 60s. And then once you get, like, progressive rock... Oh, this song's... I'll continue my rant next time. This is Sea of Holes from the Yellow Submarine album and movie.
We'll be right back.
So yeah, as I was saying before, the way that I understand it, you have like rock, and like British Invasion and psychedelic rock and all that cool stuff. And then you get into progressive rock. And then as a reaction to progressive rock and all the complexity of progressive rock, you evolve or devolve into punk music, which is at its roots incredibly minimalist, simplistic, but fantastic for it. Like, most punk bands knew what, like, several chords when they first began. And then after punk music, as a reaction to that, you have some post-punk, so named because it came after punk, and in a lot of post-punk, like think Joy Division, they add in synths but keep the simplicity. And new wave is that same reaction of keeping it simple, keeping it minimalist, but adding in synths and lightening the mood a little and making it less abrasive. So they're really very similar genres. And so the most recent song that you heard was Ricky's Hand by Fad Gadget. And when I looked them up on Wikipedia, they were listed as new wave and post-punk. So what's it mean? I don't know what the difference is. Again, definitely call in if you have any opinion on the matter. But before Ricky's Hand, we had Wall of Voodoo with Mexican Radio, a song that I found while watching Beavis and Butthead. And yes, I do say that proudly. It's a terrible show, but it's such a wonderful show. Sometime in high school. And then I was just like, oh, this is a pretty decent song, so I guess MTV did its job. And now look at MTV. You know, the first song that I ever played on my radio show, Video Killed the Radio Star by the Buggles, is listed as a one of the most influential new wave songs. It's like the first song that they mention on the Wikipedia page. And it's the first song that they ever played on MTV. Fun fact. And now a PSA. Nobody is special enough to text and drive. It's dangerous for everyone. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org and learn more. This has been a public service announcement from WMFO. This is Mellow Max. My show is, Monday nights from 11 to midnight every Monday. And my show is called Highly Recommended, and it's full of music that I recommend highly. And that was a really cool sound effect. If you haven't watched the Yellow Submarine movie yet, highly recommend it, along with all of the music that I'm playing now. And this next set is also a bit of a theme, so enjoy if you would like, or don't enjoy, up to you, but please enjoy.
Send me on my way. Send me on my way. Send me on my way. boobity see, boobity oh.
Began to shout and they started the investigation.
It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what did mama saw? It was against the law. The mama looked down and spit on the ground every time her name gets mentioned. The papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical preach come to get me released, we's all on the cover of Newsweek. And I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where.